Hebrews chapter 10, beginning in verse 11 and going through verse 18. These are God's words. And every priest stands ministering daily and offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. From that time, waiting till his enemies are made his footstool. For by one offering, he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. But the Holy Spirit also witnesses to us. For after he said before, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds I will write them." Then he adds, "Their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more." Now where there is remission of these, there is no longer an offering for sin. So far the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. Now, Jesus has perfected forever by his one offering, says verse 14, those who are being sanctified, those who are being made holy. This can be hard for us because although Jesus has once for all paid for our sin, once for all removed all of our guilt, and in his sacrifice, he has not only wiped out all of our sin and guilt so that we are right with God, we are as right with God, as justified now, as we will be in glory if we believe in Jesus. Not only has he completely removed all of our sin and guilt, but he has also guaranteed by his sacrifice that we shall be completely sanctified, that we shall be glorified. He has earned. He has done all that is necessary to be worthy. He has earned for us to be perfectly holy and perfectly happy forever. And so verse 14 says, "For by one offering he has perfected forever." And we can think about the perfection of that sacrifice when we are having problems with our sin, because we will continue to have problems with our sin in this life. Because what does he describe us as? How does he describe us in verse 14? Not he has perfected forever those who have been sanctified, but he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. So if we're still being made holy, we're going to have problems with sin. There are times in our Christian life when we realize the greatness of our sin's guilt. We feel overwhelmed by our sin's guilt. And we need to be pointed back to Christ. We need to remember that he has paid for all of our sin. There are times in our Christian life when we are overwhelmed by our sin's power. When as we fight against sin and try to put it to death, or as we are trying more and more to live unto God in righteousness, and obey him and serve him, love him with all our hearts, love one another as ourselves. There are many times when we find it not just difficult, but seemingly impossible. And so this passage presents to us not just the sacrifice of Jesus, which is complete, but the ascension of Jesus, the rising up into heaven and sitting down at the right hand of God, the session of Jesus, the sitting down at the right hand of God. So verse 12 says, "But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, he sat down at the right hand of God, from that time waiting till his enemies are made his footstool." And he quotes from Psalm 110, so that we will remember that the one who is our priest, the one who is our representative, the one in whom God deals with us, has not only offered a once-for-all sacrifice. Where did he do that, Ezekiel? Where did Jesus offer this once-for-all sacrifice? Where did Jesus... Sort of. But where on earth? Victoria.
On the cross.
On the cross. Okay? So, having offered his once-for-all sacrifice on the cross, he then sat down at the right hand of God in heaven. So when you are feeling overwhelmed by the guilt of your sin, like you couldn't possibly be forgiven, you are to remember Christ's once-for-all sacrifice and to remember that he who died for you and he in whom God deals with you is sitting at the right hand of God. And when you feel overwhelmed by sin's power, you're trying to grow in grace, you're running the race, you're wrestling, you are fighting, you are killing, all these action, struggle words that God uses with to talk about how we fight sin and grow in grace, the process of being sanctified that he talks about in verse 14. When you find it very difficult, remember that Jesus, in whom God deals with you, who is your priest, is sitting at the right hand of God, and that his enemies are being made a footstool for his feet. It is impossible for Jesus not to have ultimate victory over his enemies, and among his enemies are your remaining sin and your death. And so, this is a good passage for us to remember when we feel overwhelmed either by our sin's guilt or by our sin's power, because it points our hearts and minds to Jesus' once-for-all sacrifice and the fact that he who has offered it once-for-all is now sitting at the right hand of God, and we are united to him as he sits there. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you for your Son, after offering himself once for all for us, has risen and sat down at your right hand, far above all authority and power, and you have seated us with him in the heavenly places. Lord, we often in the midst of our lives, as we struggle to serve you, struggle against our sin, are not remembering Christ and his sacrifice and where he now sits. So we pray that your Holy Spirit would take this portion of your word that we have heard and read as an act of worship now, and that he would make it take root in each of our hearts, so that we would think often and be continually aware of our Redeemer, our Lord, our Priest, and our King, who has offered that one sacrifice forever, has perfected that which concerns us, who sits at your right hand, and who shall surely complete his work of sanctifying us by your Spirit. Help us be mindful of him and remember that and live unto that end, we ask. In Jesus' name, and your children here say, Amen.